Almana sheba ligvas ksubasa shamin kol bigodeha ben shel chol ben shel Shabbos u'menakim olsen b'ksubasa. You subtract whatever she has in terms of her clothing, whether they be weekday clothing or whether they be Shabbos clothing, all of it is taken off. Now this is an interesting question, where this comes from, this idea of Shabbos clothing and weekday clothing. The Gemara has a distinction in other parts of Halacha, and apparently according to the Shulchan Aruch anyway, the distinction does not apply over here. Fine. Before we go any further, we'll see everything in the various Rishonim, we'll come back to it. Let's just see what the later poskim say. The Pesach Tshuva. This is a compilation of recent poskim. Shom Kol B'Godel, then recent. Look at Rabbi Kiv Egan. Look at Giv Ashol. Where he says, Almona Shekosav La'abal B'Ksubasa, that everything should belong to her except for the Ksuba. Mei Tachshitim. What's the din? The Yorshim HaMukzokim. Because you can explain that what they said that goes to her, it's only the tachshitim he gave at the time of the marriage, but not tachshitim which were done and given to her afterwards. Okay? It's very important. It says, Hashayochim legufa means at that moment in time. The kitzur, otherwise, even the davar shalom boliolam, he never agreed to make the tachshitim. So she gave him in das libo, to matana, to no. Not even a Kenyan, the Mashlob, but the whole Arichas Devarim over here. So too, he says, the Shamala Big Day Chol, Shaosla, Achan Nisuin, even if he said, Chutz mi begotam Ashiach on the Gufa, Olo Koi al Masha Osach Akach. So Rachir Shlom Nova Bote Dinim came. That's what my blind want to come to. How come the Bote Dinim are not doing what the Poskim say they should do? Namely, that we normally, even if you write a document at the time of the marriage, that you're overriding the Din of Shulchan Aruch. You want everything to go to her with no Shulchan, you're not going to subtract it from the Ksuba. These obstinate Bate Dinim continue to subtract it from the Ksuba. Why are all the Bate Dinim in that period of time going against what the Gedolei HaPoskim was saying? The answer is quite striking. Look what he says. Says, Al Kolponim, Nochonu Shlolahot Simiyad Ayorshin, Rehem Bukzokim Bahem. Okay? The Yorshim are holding on to the Ksuba, to the money. You want them to pay extra money? No, you can take off some of the money for the clothing as an offset. Uvifrat Shapirov, Mukhra Chabal, Lasloslo. He feels compelled to give her these extra clothing and adornments. She should make a fight. So therefore, his yorshim have a bit of an upper hand. Even though he had written a very generous language at the time of the marriage, it's made after the marriage. And now we go even further than that. In Sivkot and Beis, in Pesach Tshuva. Again, Toma, Amasha, Ra, Noagin, Bekama, Bate Dinim, Shemisalkin, Almona, Mivatrin, Negda, Liteng, Yoser, Ala, Magiala, Mikalmina, Metatlin, Choshes, etc., Kesef, Hakaimalon, Tafili, Big Dechol, Shaosala, Shamin. All of a sudden now, opposite. In the previous Sivkot, it said you're being too good to the Yorshim. Now they're being too good to the widow. Look what he says: Dorash Tama Shodavar being Rabbanim Mufokim Velo Ono Also Davar Zulas Kachoinu Noagam Mikadmonenu. Every rabbi says, I don't know why. That's what they've been doing beforehand against the Gemara. Why is she getting so much? But who's Al Kosa, the base maid? The Nira Tambazet. She Mishabavua Besimin Tzadi Gimel, Siv Gimel. Tanan Paskinan Ka'anche Golil, What is that all about? Take a look at both. I think I showed you very briefly. I think you even saw it yesterday, but let's turn my attention one more time. Nun Beis and the Beis. That's where we saw the Mishnah. If you recall, Rabbi Zalman Lechem was pointing out what's in the Mishnah, what's not in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Anshe Yerushalayim and Anshe Galil would say you have the right to sit. You didn't write it, the Chayv anyway, it's an Ibez. She has the right to sit in her late husband's home and be fed from his estate for the rest of her life, unless she remarries. Anshe Yehuda said no. Anshe Yirtzu Ayorshim Lita Lach Subaseich. If you remember what's the Yorshim Lach Subaseich, Poter Nosam. They get to give you a lump sum, whatever the ksuba is worth, and goodbye. Goodbye means what? What does pochinosa mean? How much does it go on pochinosa? No more food, or no more living in the house? How do you read it? Rabbi, you read the Mishnah. How do you read the Mishnah? Pochinosa. What does pochinosa mean? I'm asking you a question. Push up, shot in the words. I'm looking in the art scroll. What's shot in the Mishnah? Pochinosa means they no longer have to feed her if they pay her the ksuba. Or pochinosa means they can even evict her from the house if they give her the ksuba and she had no choice but to take it and run. How do you read it? I'm asking you a question. You're looking at the Mishnah, it's on the Maya Makaris. How do you understand? Okay, no answers. That means that we're not sure what that is. I'm also not sure, so why should you be sure? Don't know. We'll see an inkling of it in the Pesachei Tshuva, which we're about to read right together right now. So it's the Paskin and the Gemara more or less like Anshe Gol. It's her choice to stay in the house and be fed until she either dies or she remarries. Anan Paskin and Anshe Gol. It's called in Shulchan Aruch Tzadik Gimel Siv Gimel. She'ein Yechol and Hayorshim Besach Abalko. Uve Emes, Ko'es, says the Beis Meir, as he said back clear in Sadi Gimel Siv Katan, hey, we'll come back in a second. So the Vadai Meikorochi Itkin Lestalik also Baal Korcha, even though it's against the Shulchan Aruch. V'neged Zeh, she's losing so much. Lahof is Data Mimitzas to make her feel a little bit better. We give her stuff which, by strictly speaking, we did in the Gemara, we should have used as an offset to the Chiyuv HaKsuba, since we're ripping her off in a certain way by not letting her live in the house of her late husband and be supported by his estate until she either dies or remarries, which she should have been able to give an option. We took away that option for whatever reason. I don't know why we took away that option as a minor booby prize for her. We'll let her keep some of the silver, and we're not going to take it off the side of the ksuba. V'chein roar lino, ershel lefia osher, af levate lepomim, benchleichter, pamotim shel kesef, candlesticks. In many places, that was in Europe, the silver candlesticks, that was it. That's all they had. It's not like today, we have all kinds of jewelry. That's what they had, which really should have been knocked off the ksuba. No, we let her keep that too. Ulam kozeh imhimis talekas ba'karcha. That's if they filed the custom of the Bate Din to go against him in Sadi Gimel and to get her out of her perennial right to be fed. We'll see about the home later. Avolo b'shetovas hiksubasa ve'inarot alizah mitzvusas abayis. If she asks for the ksuba, she asks, she volunteered. She wants a lump sum and not to be fed from the estate, supposed to be the estate. Kiladati achmi zenish tabe b'minik. Beis Meir said the whole thing came about as a pious for her, because she was in effect, her support was cut off against the Gemara, so therefore we gave her a pious and gave her some silver candlesticks, etc. But if she's the one who asks to be cut off, she wants a lump sum, then we should go back to the Gemara here as well, and the value of the candlesticks, etc., should be deducted from the ksuba. Ad kan the Beis Meir. It's going back and forth. They're going against two Gemaras. They sort of offset one another, these two. Let's take a look back for a minute at Siman Sadi Gimel, where he said to look back at Siman Gimel. and see what it says over there. Sari Gimel. Here we have it. In Siv Gimel. Alman and Nizon has been exceeded Arshan calls my Amanusa. I feel no left of the Ksum. I feel him Tziva Bishas Misa Al Tizan Almanasi bin Chsasa and Shabala. Don't listen to it. It's my best. Penayashi Bichol Nefrola Ksubasa Ula Salka Me Amazonos. Could we pass the Gachai Golem? Elohim Nizonas Al Torcham calls Vachlo Titva Ksubasa. Unless you be married. Elam Ken Hisnu Ken Beferish. Oh, you ready to refer to a minhag hamakom in certain places here in Siman Tzadi Gimel Siv Gimel. And v'yicholim bezin the taka and b'mkoma sheyisomim yichsalka also sheyirtzu like Anshe Yehuda against the Pesach and Mechaba like Anshe Gol if that is the custom in that particular place. Take a look at the Sivkot and Hay.
The Isnu is the husband and wife?
Correct. Sivkot and Hay Pisrei Tshuva. But I had to do it before they got married. Now he's on his deathbed. Hey, don't take care of she's about to become an Amon. I'm about to die. Don't take care of her after. Too late for that. It has to be before they're married. Hey, Pisket Shuvah, Tzadik Gimel, hey. Cause of the same issue as Yaakov. The Ka'eis, Nogu, but they did it of Yisrael. The Salek, La Amonok, Subasa, Kozman, Chirtzah, Yosh. So, what the Ramos is an option became pervasive. Am I mentioning the word Yeshua Yaakov yesterday? He was the one who gave the Kiddush by the Arab of the Ktos. Is it God of Ador in his time? Calls the man Shirtu Ayosh. B'chol Anis Yisrael Das HaMinig Yinises. That's the Minig Yisrael. B'tam of the Milsa. Look, interesting pshat. It's like and today's what we're going to appreciate pshat. Kevin Shem Mizonos B'yoker Ma'od Min Ma'asher Ovi Leflim. In the old days, to support an Amara as long as she lives, it didn't cost that much money. But there's been a tremendous inflation. The Sacha Ksuba Kamosha Mikoda. Ksuba hasn't changed. The Ksuba Rabozete is a pittance compared to what it costs to maintain her indefinitely. The fact that in the Mishnah there were some women who willed to take the Ksuba and to forego a lifetime of support indicates that the two are somewhere near each other in value. Today it's not true at all. Absolutely not true. Especially you have the lower version of the Ksuba. The lower version of the Ksuba is a few of them. $2,000, $3,000, and that's going to be equivalent of a lifetime of support. Even the $36,000, which was the highest figure, that's a Chazanish. Tell me, there's someone in this world who would trade in a life of support for $36,000? You're going to be out of, you're going to go to a psychiatrist. No one does such a thing. So they aren't even near each other. Indicates that something has changed in the balance. So therefore, the mini became another part of Europe that you can no longer expect lifetime of support. You get your lump sum ksuba, and that's all.
What if the minig was the other way?
Can't answer. I'm just telling you what the minig is in parts of Europe. If you ask me, and the Akotan, I would insist on the Anshe Golem. I'm a ladies' man. I wouldn't take an Amon. I'm Rechmonis an Amon. Chamon of Yosin Los Adam. I hear it's a bit of problem. She's an Amon, but they're someone. But depends how old they are. Guy walks into shul, is 80 years old. Ich bin nach Yosin. He wants to give him a few dollars. Yosef is considered somebody who's not old enough to support himself under normal conditions. Don't say if he's 80 years old and call him Yosef. So yeah, so Amara lost on and applies at any age, if you ask me. Yosef is only if they're underage and they're not old enough to be self-sufficient. A person has a long life, so then there is an Amara, but there's no quote Yosef in that sense. So therefore, I would be more noted to help out the Amara. Cain the relief. Diem Cain called Achas Lotirtsa the Kabbal Tsubasa, Akan the Dunya. V'tia kol ha'echas no tell us the dunya shalo v'tir tzalios nizonis. And it's not fair. V'kach osu b'zat ha'kona ad kan l'shom. V'kach osu b'shvus Yaakov. Who v'kach b'meis meir. V'kach osu b'shvus Yaakov. V'kach osu b'shvus Yaakov. V'kach osu b'shvus Yaakov. V'kach osu b'kilo kosu prag. Alo chala maisa. V'kach ha'minik gam ken otzia me'amonor. Whoa! Throw out of a house. That too? I think it depends upon how you read the last word of the Mishnah. If poaching also means you no longer support her, then a minig is like Anshe Yehuda left her in the house. But if Poach wants me to throw out the house too, Anshe Yehuda did that way, so what do you want? That was the minig they had in Prague. We will save it by Smeya Pikpik out there. Do neged ha'alocha, mehecha taste of the takenzos. Vechein hori yeshishe dayone kilikos of Frankfurt, the mine. V'ein lozit midivreim. V'ein legoresh neshe ha-meili v'beis tanugeyam kol yamei vega ha-menusa bal korcha kol kama shilotova k'suba be-bezdin. Ad kan dvar. It's not fair to throw him out. Frankly, it's not fair to starve him out either, if you ask me. That's why I'm still a ladies' man. I would have still go to this very day. You see what's happening? L'aniyas daiti, they're fighting about the elder Dayanim of Frankfurt versus the Dayanim of Prague. I have to look at the base mayor. I have it on my desk. I look. Maybe the fight was shot in that Mishnah the last one. What's poaching also mean? Without food or even without the house? I ask you, no one is going to do the answer. Maybe that's a machlokas in Frankfurt and Prague. Would that be interesting? Two of the biggest Jewish cities of yesterday. Maybe the Dayanim were fighting about this very included. Maybe. This is speculation on my part. Here also, it's very important. Always so now in Tzadi Gimel, because we referred back in Tzadi Tes to go here by the Pischei Tshuva in the Sitkot Nalav and Beis. He told us to look back, so therefore we look back. Okay, we try to follow whatever we possibly can do. Now, the idea of a living in the house is found in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi Dalit, Sif Aleph, and there you don't find what you have beferish over here in Tzadi Gimel, different customs. And she could stay in that house, presumably, forever. Forever. Notice, Ramah, even this is not so pushing. Maybe you can even send her out of the house into a different house. A different house. Why should that be so? Why should that be so? That's also not so fair. But no one says you can throw her out of the house in exchange, give her a ksuba, and force her to leave all houses. That we don't find anywhere here in Siman Tzadi Dalet. Hence the Beis Meir said what they did in Kila Klosha Prague, it's against the Mefurash Adin in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Tzadi Dalet. Again, I'm suggesting it has to do with the Pshat in that Mishnah that we just saw. So earlier. Okay, Rabosei? Yeah. Vaita, Rabosei, Vaita. Let's go over here. A Grusha. So we saw yesterday that the Gemara, we started the Gemara Rabosei and Afnun Dalet. Let's just chazer again the Gemara. Let's chazer it again. Always pays the chazer many talks. Nun Dalet Amun Alef. What did it say towards the battle? The Dalet Amun Alef is as follows. Itma, about 12 lines up, Almona. Rava, Mashomim Mashaleo, whatever she has on her, Rashi, Shemak bin Lo Beistin, Subasa, Shomim Begodeo, Bepirom, Subba. Whatever she's wearing is this discounted from the buyer of the Subba. And Shmuel says no, and some flip it around, Bechule, Bechule. Shomim. The Gemara is told the very end of the Sugya, about six lines up. The Gemara says, we pass like Rav, my timer, Ki Akni Lo, when it's true, he gave her over the clothing, we discussed yesterday, he gave it over completely, gave it over for her usage, etc., whatever it may be. Adata lemekem ukame, only that she should wear these beautiful clothes while she's married to him. That's why he gave her some beautiful clothes. She should have a glamorous, beautiful, and well-dressed wife. Adata lemishkul lemeipa, now that Nebuchadnezzar is dead, and that should be dressed beautifully for other men or for whoever other people. Lo achnile, he never gave it to her. He never gave it to her on that basis. Right? I told you yesterday the vort of the Medrash Rabbah about Hasibul of Tziyuna, that the man kicks his wife out of the palace, the king. He says, well, while you're back to your father's house, make sure to keep dressed. Why? Because she's coming back. They're not coming back. They're Tchias HaMeisim. And they're not, in this world, they're not coming back. I don't know if you're going to have will it be Julian Tchias HaMeisim? That's another speculation. I'm not willing to venture whether that what they're going to wear in Tchias HaMeisim. I have no clue. But in this world, he's not coming back in this world. So why should she have to be so glamorous and she should come back? She's not coming back in this world. It's amazing, I don't know about. Yes?
I just don't understand this. Is this saying that he wouldn't care, like, if she wants the clothes when he doesn't care about her, that when he's dead?
I'm so sorry to say, that's what the Gemara seems to be saying.
This is like...
Now he doesn't care. He wants to be deducted from the Ksuvah. Why? He wants his possessions to go to his sons. But let me tell you one thing, I wrote about it once before. I don't want to wait for another day, because you know every day is important to know this. Strictly speaking, if a man passes away, all his money goes to his sons, and his wife gets very little. A ksuba, some of these rites and stuff. Of course, living in a house may be a very big rite, getting supported and all, right? But the guy's a multimillionaire, it's still a very small amount. Okay? I've met this person multimillionaire. Well, the average Yid, I don't know if I told you yet this year, but I'll tell you it again. I've spoken in past years about this. The Fiani is that, and I wrote about it in Torah Web. You can look it up. It's called Inheritance Without a Fight. It was written in Parshas Noach about 7 years ago. Why? Rav Shechter Shlita told me I must write this. I don't argue with it. Rav Shechter says, I jump. I wrote the piece, and it's Inheritance Without a Fight. And in there I wrote that the proper way, notwithstanding what it says in Torah Kadosha, these days, to avoid fights, is that when a couple is happily married, all the money should go to the surviving spouse. Now, in halacha, that's 50% true. But if the woman passes away, all of it goes to her husband. The man passed away, only something's going to the wife. In my humble opinion, proper today is that the money should all go to the wife. Let her be in control. So she's healthy, she's of good sound mind. Let her be in control. Much better that the children should have to, quote, come on to their mother than vice versa. You know, more above a metzia. If you give all your stuff away to your child, that's very harsh words for you. Very harsh words for you. You shouldn't be dependent upon your children. Very harsh words. So if the man doesn't do what I just said, he's relegating his wife to be nebuch at the mercy of her children. I'd much rather the other way around. Kiracham ov al bonim. Kiracham eim al bonim. Bonim al ha'eim is not always the same. I'm sorry to say it. It should be the same. It's not always the same. Whatever. So therefore, in my humble opinion, you don't even have to write a will in the average Joe who has no real money. You don't even have to write a will. You know why? Because what most, the average person owns today was almost all joint between husband and wife. What do you mean? They own a house. Almost all homes today, which are bought by a couple, that's because people have tax shelters. That's not a plain yidden, and then none of it. It's in his name and her name. That's the default position. Reuben and Sarah buy a house. That's in Reuben and Sarah's name. If Reuben dies, or Sarah dies for that matter, in American law, whoever survives, it's his or hers, 100%. That's the nature of these house purchases when they're two names. In my view, that's true in halacha also. And the same thing is true of a bank account in both of their names. Both in American law, to my knowledge, and in halacha. If there's Reuben and Sarah and one dies, either way, it belongs to the surviving spouse.
There you have to be expressed.
Okay, I don't know the precise details, but that's what I think normally happens in, you know, I don't know how they write the papers. People don't have so much money in bank account. Pensions, insurances, almost always it says in a normal marriage, there's a life insurance policy, this almost always the beneficiary is the spouse. That's the normal way to do it. And so too when it comes to pensions, that usually works that way. So for kids and immigrants, if there's nothing but a house and a pension and an insurance, whoever, if either person dies, it's going to all go to the other surviving spouse. Anyway, that's what I was told by attorneys. But again, in the average case, we're discussing special cases, and there are many special cases, but I'm talking about the average case. So then we don't even have to write a will or a tzavah, and it's automatic, both in halacha and the legal terms. But if once one spouse passes away, in my view, the remaining spouse should write a will, and in the will he should write that all of his children will inherit equally. Either Torah Kosha says only the sons, and the b'chor gets pishnayim. Yes, we believe in that. That should be for the svar. You have svar, people of the book. Some have more svar, some have less svar. You want to have something that the Torah's law should be chalon completely. The daughters get zero, chometz bishnayim. That's what should be for the svar. For everything else, in order to keep the peace, and I speak from experience, it's preferred. If you think it's some kind of a modern thing, I just started now when I wrote in 2000 or something, the Gesher Achayim wrote of Tukachinsky Zal, wrote the famous sefer about Navelis, Gesher Achayim. Was from the family of Shmuel Salat. This is a traditional family. He wrote a story. There was a Yid who decided he had a lot of money. He's going to rest in his tzavah, should be divided exactly al pi dinei Torah. Chor gets pishnayim, the sons get, the daughters get zero. What happened? There was an incredible fight in the family. A fight of unbelievable proportions. And they said like this to this fellow. He horish nechasav lebanav v'hinchil machloikis v'beisal v'tovlo shalohoyalo klum. Better if he had no money to give out. So that's what that's for. Quote from Gesher Achai. You see too many fights in families. It's not exactly what we're talking about now. It's a cold tangent, but some tangents are more important than the shiur itself. This is what I tell you, that this is my view, this is what should be done. Okay, literally. You look it up on the piece of Torah if you have a chance. Anyway, so yes, to answer your question, people felt that way. Well, I wanted to go to my sons, and my wife, and my sons will take care of my wife. That was the mindset in those days. I'm switching over here. So, calls my wife married, she used to be a glamour girl, because after she has to hold on to my hand, you know, and we walk into the party together, on his arm is this beautiful dame, well clothed, etc., etc. Once he's dead, you got his sons have the money. I don't think about what I'm saying. I'm just trying to be unromantic. I mean, you know, we don't think that way. I can't speak to any. I actually don't think that way. But that was the machshava in those days. Okay, good. She's going to be able to keep her. We'll see. She can keep her fancy wardrobe. Yeah, but take it off the ksuba. Now you wonder what if the wardrobe was more than the ksuba? That could easily happen. You know, in today's world, there's no discussion of that right now. There's no discussion. It's arguable that she has to pay back even cash, but there's the assumption is that the ksuba is worth more than the wardrobe. This is before Imelda Marcos and all the 10,000 pairs of shoes and I don't know how many dresses. We're talking about normal people in those days, the time of the Talmud Bible. Everyone with me so far? What was I? We're trying to go slow and analyze things one little bit at a time. Good. For this line, one more time. Read it again. Ki afni lo adata lemegim kamei. Adata le mishul le meipak lo akni lo. He never intended to transfer to her the possession of these clothing in a situation in which she's no longer to be married to him. Even though it's not really her fault, he died. Okay, but the Maisa is no longer married. So he presumably would want it to go to his sons, and if it should be deducted from the ksuba. Says the Rif. Oh, that reminds me. The new Maimon Kamas, I guess? You'll give it out later. There are new Maimon Kamas. We're not up to that. They're far from the new Maimon Kamas. Since I'm going on a plane today, I want that you should have new Maimon Kamas, so you should, in case you run out of the old ones. We're not up. And again, I hope with all of my delays, I still hope to Skype those three Shirurim, Mr. Shimon, at more or less the regular times on Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday. Believe that. I'm obviously dependent on other people. But that's my present plan as we spoke. Okay. So I'll be in touch with those. I have those phone number. Believe that. Let's go out to the Rift. This is still on the old Mamma Comes. Sheet number 7. You all have it. I think I have it here myself somewhere. Yeah. So everyone missing number 7? If you're missing, I still have at least one extra copy I have in front of me, I see. At least. Whoever doesn't have, here's an extra one. Even have extra 2. Only once. Okay. So I asked you to see, if you remember, the Balamor and the Ramban and the Ran on either page Chof Aleph of an Aleph in the old print or Samach Aleph in the new. We saw yesterday, it's time to see it again. The Rif says in big bold, V'shamina mina, the man that Goresh Liitze, he divorces his wife. Not that he dies, he divorces her. It's only because of this trip that I have to see what in the world's going on. The man that Goresh Liitze, midata de nafshe, he divorces her, he chooses to divorce her. Ein shama lo masha aleha. You don't take it off the ksuba. The lav e boy le meipak. She didn't want to leave this marriage. Ela iu boy la puka. He's sending her out. And since he's sending her out, so then she has every right to keep the clothing because it's his fault. He precipitated the end of the marriage by divorcing her. So says the Rif. The Balamor says no. Amor agadol. What does he say? That's incorrect. It's incorrect. He says, why? He says, the lemishkol lemeipak karmina, lo shna de nafke ihi, lo shna de kamapik la ihu, do almana min shmayo kohan sila lemeipak, afilachi shaman. What? And if he's an almana, she poisoned him? What? It's her fault. You know, it's not her fault. she has to give the clothes back or their equivalent value. So that, so that if she's a non-mod, it's not her fault. If she's a grush, it's not her fault. But then it's the same thing. Says the Ramban, there's a big difference. The Ramban says, in the case in which she, he, the husband died, she can't say, I'm ready to serve him. He's just not here. But when it comes to a woman who is a grusha, she can say, I'm reading wide line 5, column 2, on page 7, I mean, line 5, column 2, page 7, Aleph, in Melchemes Hashem. I can't tell you where it is, halfway through the paragraph of Amar Kosef, and if you look at the old print, what does she say? He says as follows. Amina Kiyak, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Kevin Shu Kana Kide Lama Lefana, Akshav he yotes Balkocha, Tema, she should say, Tnu Li Bali, be able to follow. Don't allow them to make a kaima. Hey, wait a minute. I'm ready to serve because I'm still ready to serve. I'm still ready to serve. He never divorced me. Why should I lose? That's the point of the Ramban in defending the Rif against the Balamar. It's an interesting question. No, the Rif is the same shot. The reason why she loses in the case of Almana, it's true, she didn't initiate it, neither did he. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him away. Can I make a side comment? Please forgive me, but I just want just to bring up a point. Please, don't, I don't want to, what if he committed suicide? We don't talk about these things, but it does exist.
If he commits suicide, like he's not entitled to anything.
Yeah, he's not entitled to anything. Maybe an Olam Haba, but maybe there are those who claim that the only time he loses Olam Haba, Chazal saying in Maras Lodas, is if he does it as a matter of principle. But if he's so unfortunately psychiatrically unwell that he just takes his own life, unfortunately, we see it too many times. It's not really what do you want from the poor guy? He's a sick man. I'm not getting it. We try to stop it to the best of our ability. But again, assuming of a right mind, he decides to take his life, so you wonder, did my change? I mean, I'm just throwing out a wild thought. We don't have to discuss these cases, but just to bring home the point over here. The case of an Almana, it's neither his fault nor her fault.
So you don't follow his side. He does that.
You mean our base, color, honest, right. That kind of stuff. Yeah.
Again, go inside.
You're right. I'm making a comment. The comment of the Rif will say that in the case of Almana, he didn't do it, Hashem did it. In the case of the Grusha, since he did it, so therefore she shouldn't lose. So I'm just questioning if he took his own life, maybe she also says she shouldn't lose.
So I'm saying on the Rif.
Right.
If he misses his boat, if he gets sick, in those cases,
that the Kodesh Baruch Hu moves? True. Okay. Some of the Pokemon talk about that a little bit. Maybe we'll get to it. We have a chance. Okay, Rabosa. Now, let's take another one more Pesachei Tshuva. Sifkot and Dalet. We already saw Aleph and Beis. Gimel is only one line. Sifkot and Dalet. It says here in the Shemana, according to the Rif, Ava grusha shegirish bal girsha bal amidata belotana ein shamal abidechol. Stop right here for the moment. Says the Hailing of Pesachei Tshuva. But if she caused a divorce, even though she has to have her consent, it's still really her quote her fault. He says it's a question if they're denying, if they're fighting what the facts really are. What do you know? She says no. Fascinating question. Who's the muchzik over here? Right? We can't prove, assuming the facts are true, that if sarcholov, then you do discount from the ksuba. If lo sarcholov, you don't. Assuming that set of facts. It's called the shukonach. Shukonach and beishmu. Now the fight was sarchol, not sarchol. Who's the muchzik? L'chorei shadamos. Or the Torah. Okay? What does it say over there? within Hachokas Ilan Mehair. You ever learned Baba Basra? First paragraph about Hachokas Nizokan, you gotta remove a tree from the city, certain 50 Yamas. We're not going to all the details right now. The Eshkilot Ben Yochid the Rabbi. Why? Look carefully at these words. Dibi Yochid. Kevan Shasafiku Bikzitza. Do you cut down the tree? Or don't you cut down the tree? I own the tree. You wanna get the tree off? Ain't no kotitz misafik. I keep my tree. Avon. Gabe Rabbi. Kevan de Bavadai Tzorach Nitzos. For sure. Eminent domain, like kind of a power that the tibur can not cut off the tree for sure. Vasafek binasinas domim. The question is, oh, do you pay for the value of the tree? The community, yes or no? Piturin misafek. If the tree goes out for sure, piturin misafek. The community is a motzei mechavel right there. They're holding on to the money. That's the comparison in Chosh Mishpat Torah Kufnan Hei. Im kein yesh lama the hachanami kevon shehiknala begodin kama shekosu b'hago. What did Ramos say? Ein yecholim l'saka b'begodeh b'mos elino telos osan b'shavion. You don't strip her of her clothes. She has to just pay an offset. But the clothes themselves for sure go to the woman. For sure.
What if she has an offset?
Sarachin. You have to wait until she makes a few dollars. She keeps the clothes. That's the push-up shot. Who bidamin? No, here's the point. She has not that money. He'll give a less of a ksuba. He's a mumsa. So the Yorush will give a less of a ksuba. They'll offset the whatever clothes she has. You follow me? So what did he say? Pitura misafek. What does that mean? That means here the garments certainly belong to her. The question is she required to pay him X dollars? The answer, out of doubt, is no. And guess what? The poor Yorushim have to give her the full ksuba. So we don't say, "Oh, to Mechvel, right? The Yorushim keep the money." No, the Yorushim certainly have to give her the clothes. Now they want an offset. They don't get it because Keturah Misafek. That's fascinating. After the cost of Abay Shmuel Sifkot and Gimel, Gabe Big Day Regel. Came and they get plucked by Motzi and the Yisomim. Oh, fakert. And there's a doubt, the Yisomim win, and they do take it off the Ksuba. Av Shekotza v'chokos v'chok ek'sitkon dalad, the gamma big day Shabbos for regal and yechol and the salka and the begodin. You can't take away those clothes, even the fancy, the mink coat, you can't take away. So nu, yesh lomar, the hainu da'akli and plucked us ha'poskin, was a fight among the poskin, the yechol and lomar kimli, I feel it between the Yehudim. So the Yerushim will say, Kimli, we pass like those who say, you can even discount the big day Shabbos. Right? The Machloikas, Shamala, ain't Shamala. They say, the Machabas is Shamala. We'll pass like the Machabas is Shamala, the Yerushim will say, even though those disagree, we'll see soon. You want to say the whole like the mechaber? Our b'shar sofek shemuchulak and b'tana. Then machlokas in din, machlokas in the metzias. Sarcha or not sarcha? Yeshlama the ena mecholim lito neged shtar ksubasa. She takes the full ksuba, even though they're mechzakim in the money. This is a fascinating question. How do you resolve doubts? Who's the mechzak? I think it's pischa chuvah. It should be learned three times, and we should see it a few times to see what's going back and forth with this situation. I think it's fascinating. Okay, Rabosai, let's not see in the Rishon. The Rosh Perek Dalet, end of Siman Lamed Beis. Okay, Rosh Perek Dalet, end of Siman Lamed Beis. Keep your shulchan arms open, we're coming right back. As soon as we see the Rishonim, we'll see how the halacha is passing. So the Rosh writes over here in Perek Dalet, end of the Siman Lamed Beis, as follows. Towards the end. U big day almana, u grusha, ein chiluk ben big day chol and big day shaks. It's going against the Mechab. V'lo domi lahi, I mean in Perek Kamed, the Baba Kamed. Ha'achen shecholku, ma'ashal en shamin. U'ma'ashal nesheyem, u'vneyem en shamin. You only have faith with their clothes. What's on the backs of their wives and their sons, we don't take into account in dividing up the estate. That's whoever wearer's keepers, right? The Kama Labi Rishamin, the Big Day Shabbos, Shamin, no. Big Day Shabbos are viewed as possessions, as pieces of property, not as articles, not as garments that people typically wear. The whole Samika Tama, the Mills of the Achen Maknilu Big Day Chol, Diganayo Shiaf Shitu Big Day MLM, De Lashuma. Well, you know, take the clothes off their back to go into the appraiser. Ah, that's no time. Mash Engin, the Big Day Shabbos. Yeah, you take the Big Day Shabbos, give it to the appraiser, see how much it's worth, and divide it. Aval hocha aknuye aknila kol ma shekona b'tzavo lishma. Uval mona v'gusha adate l'mepek lo akni midi. The kids in Imrit, Rabbi Osai, the Rosh says in Hichos Ksubis, we know we know distinction between Big Day Shabbos and Yontif on the one hand, and Big Day Chol on the other hand. Okay? On the other hand, who argues? Look at Hagos Ashri. Rabbi Osai. Hagos Ashri is really quoted from the Mordechai. If it's Simchat Kuf Ayin Beis, but at the same time, let's see it a bit over here. We'll see something. At the end of the last line, he has Mordechai. So just take it from the Mordechai. Watch. Says that the din of Big Day Shabbos and Chol, different Big Day Chol, here applies in our sugya. Just it's a long piece, but that's what he says. So that goes Sashi based on the Mordechai, says it. And if you want to look at this for brief, I guess I put on the Makaris, Simon Kuf Ayin Beis and Mordechai. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Let's read a little bit. They're both saying Kuf Ayin Beis and Mordechai. A little bit. Please turn. Kuf Ayin Beis. Quite a lengthy piece. See a couple of highlights. He quotes the Gemara of Osai. We really, no, let's start from the beginning. I'm not going to read everything, but look. Hani Mida Begotten Dechol, the third line. Ava Bintay Shabbos to Moadim Gova Mehem. That's not here. That's in Hilchus collected from a Baal Chol, not by Yishu Yishu. Okay? But the Pasuk Aram, the Haimadavka Masha Abal Tikinlo, the time of the Maimonik in the Purish Bagozal Kamba, Gabi Amakash, Nazak Mishiklo Ksus, Ishto, Lem Ksus, Ishto, Bonav, Meikora, Dochim Mechal Bekidush Pekam, Rishalmi, Gabi Akash Chilku. Mashal ain't shaman, mashal b'neim ain't shaman. The men remember where we were, shaman shachol. That's the same Rishama that we saw quoted in the Rush. Yuhechad yadua shiklam eikara afilu b'chle Shabbos v'regel ein lo b'ksus ishto bonav. Period. The kol shkein, hechad dehi yiknis alo ein balchov gova man. It's way past the reach of the creditor of the husband. This is her. She went into the marriage. I feel it would play Shabbos and play Regal. Shem Yechadim La. Come on. That's what he says. We pass it in Perak Almona and Yevamis. Hamachnes Shum Lebala Adini Ma Shum Shevach Beis Avia. Anything she brings into the marriage, she is entitled to the original objects, clothing, jewelry, etc. Even if that's your financial offset, she keeps the original. And if Rotsa Balim Kolo Yimko, you can't touch it. Tshuva Saram. Another tshuva. Even Big Day Shabbos Achol, you can't collect from the wife. Brings a raya. Yisomim Zila Milsa the Tezal Achol Libishtinu Lekulimonim. Also Rav Yanai. Hilchos HaKavasa Derav. Amon HaShamin Masha Oleo. If you hold after Bigdei Chol Komar, V'ham Olei LeMeimar, Hilchos HaKarav, Da'afilu L'Shmuel O Komar, Ela B'Bigdei Chol. Abel B'Bigdei Shabbos Modeh. If you learn that Bigdei Shabbos is different than Bigdei Chol, what's the Gemara's Raya? Ela Shmara D'Shmuel B'Kuli Mani Polig, where the Chol or Shabbos. That's the Raya they bring you from the Sukkah, it's a Gemara, that Chol and Shabbos are identical, otherwise the Gemara's Raya is not such a great Raya. And he quotes the Rif, no Chol and Shabbos here, he does say Chol and Shabbos. These are some of the words here in the Mordechai, Simon, Kuf, Ayin, Beis. We'll see, come back a little bit in a minute to some of the other things that he said. Ad Kana Mosai. That's what it says. So, you look at the Chalkos Mechokek, Rabbi Osai, in Simen Tzadi Tes, Sivkot and Himmel. Keep this open. Abel Sheregel Shal Shabbos Shamala. Pasakein, Alpi Dasa Rivosh, Shekosav Shekein Dasa Ramba. Yeah, but already from my edition, it's fancy. It tells you where the Rambam is. Perik Alev, it was Malva Volova, Halacha, hey. You wouldn't know that, you think the Rambam is staying over here. Rambam said nothing over here. That goes how she called Rambam and Hilchos Mabul Olover. Except he, by omission, assumes there's a comparison between that case and our case, as opposed to the Rosh, who made a distinction between the cases. The Me'achad, the Valchol, Gover, Bigdei Shabbos, Lomor, Shal Isha, Shmamina, Shalokana, Osan, Ha Isha, who Adin, Shashamala, Afila, Bigrusha, Kevan, Shalokana, Osan, Klal, Vadayin, Shal Baal, Haim. According to this, even by a grusha, because it never belonged to her, Shabbos Yontif, so you take it off the top of the ksuba. The Rosh argues behedja, and chilek klal v'aknu yakel v'kol mashe kana mitzvah l'shma, and chilek ben bigdei chol bigdei Shabbos, and in siman tzadi siman tzvav, sosan delol karamba, nishein abal yochol limkor bigdei Shabbos shalishto, I feel the end of a melas farnes, that's ma'aram. This is a stira. Venera the gamkan and he grushan bukzekas mitzubasa ein motzien miyada. On the side it says that he, if she has the money, she keeps the money. Why? The chololoma kimli karasha maran de basroininu. And therefore, he says on the side of my edition, in Simon Tzadi, she's a bukzekas, he can't sell her garments. But here, when she's trying to collect the ksuba, then she can't collect so much. She collected already and Motsi Miyoda. What's something called Drishas Ari on the side over here. And remember, over here, it's a machlokas and din, not in the Metzias. As we explained before in the Pesach Shuva, how you resolve these machlokas in the different ways. Okay, just reminding. Rabosai, this is what it says over here in the Chalkos Mechokek, Sif Cotton Gimel, here in Simon Tzadi Test. Okay, everyone with me so far? Shem Gatu goes very slow. Very slow. It's interesting. In Sifkot and Dalad, Chalas Mechokik says that you can't take her clothes off. You have to give her the clothes. She pays back the money or the money offset. So, Avsha Beis Yosef calls the B'Shem Ritva. Hatam She'eno B'din She'av Shitua Aruma. V'tam Zelo Shaykh B'Gdei Chok Shabbos V'Regel. So they wear weekday clothes. Mikol makom nira de bechol begodeh adin kain v'cheinu mashmos loshen atur. No distinction between Shabbos clothes and weekday clothes. She keeps all of her clothes. Again, with the possible offsets which we spoke about, earlier. Fine. All this Rav Osai is situations of clothes. And what if he gave her a gift? Don't do it close. He gave her a gift. Turn to the Ran on that same daf that we saw. Page the Chof Aleph of Aleph of Samach Aleph. The Ran talks about gifts as well. Tosfag Olim. In our edition, it's a separate paragraph. I would say if the old edition before says Ahu, go up a few lines. Tosfag Olim is that. The Dasta b'malbushim v'chayotze behem armina de lo akni lo adata l'meipak. This glamorous clothes only when you're on my arm. I will announce in my tunnel yishto because it's not a gift. Vaday is lo. It's hers for keeps. If the marriage ends, it doesn't stop. Rabbi said, watch this right carefully. Watch this right carefully. What does it say there? Baal shenosan matona liyishto. Konso. Baal ochel peris. Alma. Watch every word. Bimatona lo aminon da'adato lemishkul lemepek lo aknilo. We don't say that if the marriage terminates, that the matana is no longer valid. Why? The im isa, if we would say that way, lemadisvir lehachi, hare lo konsa klum. What do you mean? She acquired it. Konsa. What kind of konsa? What are we talking about? What konsa? Sherehu ochel peros v'chayeho. As long as everyone's alive, all the profits go to him. What if the marriage terminates? For Amrit, you're saying, suggesting, the chaz yom matanoso. So, what do you mean, konsa? In the lifetime, the parents go to the husband. When the marriage terminates, goes back to the husband. So, although the kids. So what do you mean, konsa? It's a meaningless term. Elevada kidikasiv. Now, that's the raya, Rabosai, that the matana stay with the woman. Otherwise, the mamba vasukuf nunal from base makes no sense. That is the raya that the Ran brought. Rabosai, is this a good raya?
First of all, why should his matana be any better than a mitziah that somebody else, or she somehow acquires?
The matana he gave to her for keeps. A man gives his wife a matana that she should be hers for keeps, it's hers for keeps. For Rabbi Osai, look at the previous few lines before we started. The Razah.
If somebody else gives her a matana,
The Razah Cholek, the Omer, Dafilu Begurusha, Shomin Masha Oleha. So Amon and Amilab I Nafka, I mean Shmaya Mafka we saw. Afilu Hachi Armina Gloakla, and I don't have to make him come, hey. So it doesn't matter if I'm on a gusha, everything has to go back. We take it off the top. Lania's died there, I'll say. I think I saw it somewhere. The Ran's raya that he brought in the next paragraph is only a good raya according to the Razah, according to the Balamor. Why? Because according to the Balamor, if it's Alme, not it's Garish, so that we say, if the reverse is true, Chazir Matanoso, the same way as Shamin. So according to the Razah, that Shamin applies to Grush and Amon equally, this is a good right. If you go against the Balamor and draw a distinction between one and what? An Amon and a Grush has drifted, so we can say Pshat and Baba Basra, Baal Shanos and Matanon Ishkel Kansa is referring to a case of Gerishin. Because in the case of Gerishin, Lo Shamin, so writes the Rif. Lo shamin. But in the case of Almana that shamin, maybe even the matana shamin, not only the clothes. Ron's raya is only according to the Balamor. According to the rift, the raya is no raya. I think what I'm telling you is a clear, it's very, very clear. Very, very clear. Nonetheless, Rabosai, the Mechaba passes the Sif Beis, even though in Sif Aleph, he writes against the Balamor. Passes like a riff. But in Sif Beis, he quotes this in the Matanos. Some say it's without a raya. Sif Beis. Hanosi Matano liyishto avapishu begarashu vidato zoksa b'matanoso. Take a look at the Chavos B'chol gives a reason. What does he say? Atan, the bishlam abigodim v'tachshitim shosim les nos bo isha ein dato le matana v'gimurach shkiskashim ben kolzman shi yutachto. I'm Tisrech Allah, not the Mishnah Mechel, not the Mishnah. Aber das nicht nur Makako Mos, weil viele Schabbataten, die wir in der Gilbosch des Nos, sind nicht mehr bei Amonis beim Gershin, kol schäne mal Redesbo. Logar mich aus sieben Stichen aus dem Zubasa. Ot du man die Jahre mit Tana, der Chabi mit Rachme, I'll give you a gift. And now we're best friends. And in 5 years from now, I'm falling out. Give the Matana back. What are you kidding? I'm about the Mishkan Vinei, the Rachel and the Olam have to love you forever. It's from based on the Rivosh. Okay? See, Paskins is then that the Matanas go to the wife. What's the Rai of the Ran? Otherwise, they do it from a Basra, Nun Aleph. But according to the Mechaber himself in Sif Aleph, that the Mechaber Paskins that Grusha is different than Amana against the Balamor, of a Grusha, Shigirsha, Balad, Bidata, Lotana. Ain Shama Lo Bidechol. We can say Baba Basra Nunal was referring to what? To a case of a Grusha. Maybe by a case of an Almana, we should suggest that maybe the same way the clothes have to be, in effect, go back, at least financially, so to Shara Matanas. The Raya is not a Raya. I'm just pointing out to you. I think someone, I forgot where I saw it, makes that comment that the Raya of the Ran, that is then, only is a good Raya according to the opinion of the Balamor. We don't pass in a way, but we pass this way anyway. I forgot now, right? If you see it in print, let me remind me where it is. I'm pretty sure it's not my Kiddush. I found it somewhere. Now we'll take a look a little bit, not the whole thing, in the Pisgei Tshuva.
Did his clothing to her, yes, specifically to
Matana,
if
you want to keep it? No, we're talking about Matana, we're not talking about clothing. Clothing, the default position is, I want to look glamorous in my company.
Unless
you buy her a laptop. Nothing to do with glamour. You buy a laptop, the marriage ends one way or the other. She keeps the laptop. Alright? Narabosai. There's a bit of a problem with the proper gears is over here. A little bit complicated. Now, there is a Pisgei Tshuva. Who quotes a Chasam Sofer. What happened? A terrible, terrible case. Look at this. Klam Zayin. Motzabo Dvar Erva. Never. Dvar Erva. She was Mizana even. She keeps the laptop. That's what... Yeah. Don't tell us about Tana. Why? The only Mahash to Yidu Yisra. But after Hoysa Tova V'Yishara. She was a loyal wife until right now. So therefore, we saw the golden we just saw a minute ago. You give someone a gift, you have to worry, you have to love him forever. Otu man di yoyev matana l'ploni tzadik v'naset Russia. Yavza matanosa b'shul zeh. His wife was a tzad, she became a Russia. She keeps the laptop. So writes the Pisgei Tshuva here in Sivkotin, Zion. They're talking about an odd case. What if she gives him a matana? We don't hear too much about these things. But it's been known to happen. It's been known to happen. She gives him a matana. She gives him a matana. What do you say? What do you say? She gives him a matana. Right, I'm skipping quite a bit. He says, "Mahinei b'matana shenos noisho krovei alabal, v'husne b'shas v'gon." No one shas, no one gon. Avokos the Rav Mizrachi b'tshuva. Shafilu in megar shol ledato, belisha sarchal. He just dumped her. Mikol makom akol shalom, ve'eno magzit klum. Why? A kavachom. No selisha mistamadatul to make him come in. And so he buys her a laptop. She keeps it. Kol kematana shenos nechosan that she gave to him. Certainly he keeps it. Gifts are gifts. We're not Indian givers, Rebosa. We're not Indian givers. He goes further and says, "V'nira poshik v'lashon agonim v'misvara." The Bebal, she gave him a gift. And the Chalek bin Matnas Karka bin Kesef, ומלבוש ומתכשיטת. דבבה לגבי איש שלא שייך לומר, שלא ניתן לו לזכה שבפניה. Ooh, I don't know, why not? I don't know. The wife doesn't want to have a good-looking husband, though, with the fancy garments, walking in tachshita. Maybe men used to wear tachshita. Well, I'm against what men wear tachshita these days. I don't like it. But they try to get the impression that men wear some kind of tachshita. Maybe it means a gold watch. Let me play it my way. I don't want to talk about rings and things. I'd rather lose it's a gold watch. That was always interesting. Your watch was always considered to be a nice thing. That's tachshita. I don't want to go beyond that. Get involved in modern day practices. L'chein dati. Watch this. Masha noag yilitin l'chosin kittel v'gam tala sheyomtev. That was the minute. My wife bought me a kittel and she bought me a talis. Tala sheyomtev. Two talisim, right? The weekday, three talisim. Weekday, Shabbos, and yomtev. You got four talis? The caller bought you four talis?
No,
you yourself.
I had four, I was married too.
Oh, you're a yekka, you had four from before. That's a different story. Anyway, let me tell you something about talis. So when I got married, so my wife bought me two talis and one, I forgot the details. And I wore plain talis like I went out. My grandmother, Olea Shalom, said to me, she wants to marry this. Don't have a Torah. Don't have a silver Torah. Bobby, I don't want an Atara. What do you mean? Submitting in the family, I have an Atara. What was I going to do? I had no choice but to buy an Atara. So what happened? So in the old days, we stopped in the dorms, you know. So the Shabbos Talis, I could take over Shabbos Talis. I left it there all week. Yeah. So Cole's mind, there was no Atara, it was safe. Half the Atara was stolen.
Oh, yeah.
I lost the Atara with the Talis. I guess it was a little irresponsible on my part. That there was so, believe me, it was this could grace the silver. You couldn't pay your bills with it. But whatever it is, I lost my talis. Probably I lost the talis bag also. I don't remember if they maybe left the bag for me because I don't remember anymore. Anyway, many years gone by. Ain't Sarach Lahazak Shemagarish Ishto. She bought him a kittel and a yontem to katalis. He's not required to give it back because she bought him as a gift. I feel catch to the extreme. Look at the extreme formulation. I feel a megarish miratzono mimachras yom chuposo. He can go to the next day. Doesn't matter. He still keeps the kalos. Opportunist. When he needs a kalos, I can find a girl to marry. He goes the next day, and he can walk away with a kalos again. I don't recommend it. That's what he's saying. In the strict halacha, that's what he says over here.
Is it applied to the Torah too?
That's a good question. That's an excellent question. Now, what happens the following case? Listen to this. Ha'av sheno sein lebito tachshitin l'skashet b'hen. A father gives his daughter jewelry. Umeso, and she dies never. Ein habal yorsha. Why not? Buy ashes everything. Uktav in the soul perk now in the dollar aleph. Kiakni lola make him come a. Vechem mekan umdun data. Who? Shlohikna ha'av lebito. Elishet iskashet bohen. He. So why did he buy his daughter Julia upon her marriage? She looked nice for her husband. Never she died. Why should the husband get the tashitim now? Oh, Boneho, I'm going to translate Boneho as her descendants, her female descendants. I want to forgive me for that. I don't want to give it to this. It can't be males. You bought a lady's jewelry. Aval in Mesa below Bonin. If she died and left children, let's assume daughters, or even if she had sons, she'll have granddaughters one day. There are many women who wear their grandmother's jewelry. Comes out as an heirloom. So, okay. But never for no children. Lo akni lo she yirshin bala l'skasha isha cheres. Just to turn the knife. I bought it for my daughter. He's going to remarry. I have to walk around seeing some other froy, a friend of froy wearing the jewelry that I bought for my daughter to the grave. Pouring salt on his wounds. That's a pisca
chuma. That was Rashi on top of it.
Okay. והכן הדינו שיחזיר הבלוס מהם קיומים והוא חידש דין וכן רואה להורס יש עוד חידוש גדול מביא חידוש גדול one more piece of tshuva before we go back to what you asked before about other people giving gifts Sif Katan Ches again these are important to say this come up halacha lemaisa O Tavshitin watch this look what it says listen very carefully now that this comes up halacha lemaisa Afilu Chosin Hashaleach Matanus Lakala Tavshite Kesev Vizov Kona Manisun these days a diamond ring that is probably the single most expensive gift that a male ever buy for a woman she's not even his wife yet I already told you my story about Shama Zaveh a diamond ring of course thousands and thousands of dollars by me it's all a headache Marba Nechos and Marba Dag I have to insure it and if you lose it whatever I can't start up I'll tell you one of my daughters followed my marriage she has no diamond ring everyone else the daughters-in-law certainly couldn't say anything. And once the daughters-in-law were young with it, so the other daughters, they also, whatever. I love all my daughters-in-law. We love everybody. There are a lot of diamond rings going around that they are worth too much money and they have to be insured and they're worried about it for the rest of their lives. Okay. Af al pi shesholech umachri zeh nosin achos in lakala ein kavara lamatana gemura umeolam lo shamati mishepikpik badova lomak So you shama tachshite is kaze vazov. Tzorachim, the medinas elib is manenu shekvah hukpa aminig api edus harivosh upsak harama vaday kol hashaleach v'nosen al aminig nosen v'yesh lodun lahoros came below pickbook. Even if strictly speaking it shouldn't be that way, it's passing aloch on the maisa. You give your wife an engagement ring, you get it back. Unfortunately, not all our girls always compliant. In case they're running out of crazy case, she doesn't want to give back the engagement ring. That's the positive. Give it back. She doesn't give it back. Term. Achadosh mikarovo. Ooh, newfangled stuff. Did they start knowing? Bol yoli start knowing. הנכתובים בלמדים לזו בייפ בכוח האישה לבור שהמתונות שאיפה נחוס נקל בזמן שידוחים יהיה משס ניסוד משס ראשון המתונה חלוטה פסוקה and she takes no matter what אין יודע מרצון ונפש חפדו של צד החוס נבדה או שהסוף ומעצמו נפעום כדי להחנף קוסם כמידת נרמול על צד החוס שכך המינית מצד החוס מצד הבושס ורבי מעל כורחו אין המסר ושעושה לא נוכל לסנאיקי. All right? על ידי זה הלפעמים נלקו היסומים ביוצם נקיים נכסי אביהם על ידי שאישתו תגובס השליש של סופה ואף מתון הזו. ומשנח אני כי פוזנה שאף מיניק תוסף בשליש אין בו וכל שכן נחדש מיניק הנאו. He doesn't like the minic. But the bottom line is if the minic is a minic, it's a minic. Can't argue with it. If you don't like it, you like it. If you don't like it, yep. If the minic exists, it's a minic. It's a minute. Which means, Rav Osai, you get an impression from this whole discussion. As the impression, I'm going to ask you a question. What goes back? The diamond ring or its financial equivalent? We saw before, clothing she keeps. You pay out the financial equivalent. We haven't discussed your question. Like what if the clothing is worth more than the ksuba? You haven't had that yet, yes?
I mean, before we specified clothing that she keeps it. So if we're not specifying that the diamond that she keeps the diamond ring, we would assume that like the actual diamond.
That's what I would say. Give the diamond ring back. That's financial. Give the ring back. Give it back. That's what I would say. Well, let's take a look and see. Let's take a look and see, Rav Osai. Let's take a look and see. I want to show it to you, Rav Osai. In the Pesachei Tshuva, at the end of Sif Katan Ches. Well, let's take a look over here. What did it say? The Ramah says, "Daf question, your question. Shasal no habal, aval acherim shenos no tachshitim. You asked this question before. Third parties, b'shas nesuin, lematana gemuru niskavnu. They're not gonna get it back.
So she can keep it. Any third party gift she can keep. So says the Rama.
Why is it in the mitzvah?
Not a mitzvah. They gave, first they gave it to her b'shas nisuin before she even married.
B'shas nisuin. What about after?
Okay, good question. We'll talk. That's what we'll take one step at a time. Rabbosai, let's read. I know I'm short of time. I only have 10 more minutes to go. We'll do whatever we can to try to cover a little more ground. A little more ground. Help us, Machoke. Sivkot Ches. Acheir Shnos No Tachshitin. Hu Adin Mos Kesh. Hu Adin Shalom B'Shas Nisuin. Your question. They didn't give it at that moment. The Acheir Men Chiluk. When it comes to Acheir, there's no distinction. No distinction whatsoever. Let's look at Pesach Shuvah of Osai Sivkot Ches. Masha Kos Alav Dafka B'Shas Nisuin Alav Filu of Osai. What we saw a minute ago. Right. Kivega says, Marachash, yeah, Stiris, back and forth. He writes, it's Kotzach HaSam Sof. There's a steer in my bit. That's all that's the Kasha. A near style of Kasha meeting. This is a HaSam Sof is genius. Shina Ayin B'Tav Adover. Why is it Shalom? Nishum Shem Klei Bayez Shenikroyem Al Shem Abav. What did he give? What examples did he give? Silver bechers and silver plates. Afa pisha shneim b'shtamshim and the nikra tashmish shneim ki gam kol ochle shulchanu b'shtamshim bo. It's not unique to the couple. You walk into a set of fancy table, everyone has silver cups. Even the servants are using silver cups. She wants to take them. She can't take them, apparently. She can't take them, but you have to offset the mitzvah. But the chelak alav is a different case. Dvarim hamiyuchadim lo b'lo. Tabas, a ring. I never heard of this kind of ring. Sheyachlu l'suvo al etzba'o v'gam hi. How can it one size fit all? How can one? I once had a case, or both say, where there was a couple got married, a second marriage, and I was in a side condition, and I said, where's the ring? Well, I left it in the room, so I got the ring. I see two rings. One is way bigger than the other. I never realized how much bigger a man's ring is than a woman's ring. It's, whoa, outsized. How are you going to fit both? Well, it's a contracting ring. It goes in and out. I don't know. It's a magic ring. In that case, by the way, I took the ring and put it in the man's ring and put it in my pocket. But what? I wouldn't give it back to him. The next day I gave it back. I wouldn't give it back after the Yichud. I wouldn't give it back. Usually the people that they put the ring on the Yichud, I'm not so happy. The Chalal by men's rings. But all right, the Yichud, I want to do under the chup. Once I had it in my hands, I gave it back. Whatever. Okay. V'ulai gamat sol samita ha-chashuvim sh'osim l'shneim mamish b'li sh'ishtamash l'shar b'nei ha-bayis. Then it depends. Im krov ve'ha nosnu heim shalom. If her relatives gave it, it's hers. Im b'krov of heim shalom. Therefore, the tsukabix, this expensive sugar box, shall kesef, the colt shall kesef, shenitim yavi akala, tikach osam, that's for the whole household, the sugar, she can keep it, but she has to pay the offset. V'ksumas nikud dmei shavyam. Avalit tikchei mishum, shevach beisavir, since her father brought it in. Malbushim v'chashuvim she'asoh ma'bal al shmo, etc. It's not the receiver should not make it redin. The base man didn't like it, we saw it earlier. So we do, we give it the amara, a couple of males, malbushim, yeh lo asher lo. What's hers is hers. Avalitin lo shartach shiti abas non tishticher, which is a tablecloth. V'chadome, ein lon. This whole Pesach Shuvah seems like he's saying, Rabbi Osai, that the other articles, in fact, go back. Right? go back to him. That's the simple read over here, based upon the Chasam Sofer. It's not completely clear about saying what the psak is in all these cases. But now I'm also just one more thing, because we're almost out of time. There's a Beis Shmuel and Sukkot and Beis that we mentioned already yesterday. I want to come back to it again today. But Chem Rabbeinu Gershon. We had it yesterday. Now where is it? So cotton base. Benir de enchilik b'din ze afil b'zman hazeh shishcher ben agashem ben agashem bal karcha. Mikol makom afal gav dehi merutza. She has to say yes. Otherwise the get can't be given. Mikol makom im hu lo hoya rotza legarsha. If she wouldn't want to divorce her, ein rotzona lehis garesh. And therefore, Sulo Shayach Hatam, the Mishkul, and the Mepaklo Aknila, and if he divorces her, then she can keep everything. Everything. Says the Peshmul further. The Magid quotes, Im Yosa Bal Karcho, God Elisha Kofanos Lotzi, Varei Shavim, only if he's a Bukashin. So then says the Machokas Machoka, it's a Machokas, Polar Ali Iter. Iter says that Sarcha, we have to take into account. Says the Beis Shmuel is no machlokas. After Iter, Iri, af im hu megarish osa, mikol makom, keva dihi karma, Sarcha, careful, shun. Bahamagid Iri, afil kshahu agorin, because of him. Going shahu me'elish a kofros of the garish, he's a mukashchin. He mevakesh us again. Afal pikein, since halacha demands that the get be given, so why should she lose? Why should she lose? So that's why the Magen Mishnah says that, again, okay, one second. The other way around. If you force him to divorce her, so then why should he lose? You're forcing him to divorce her. So you subtract it from the tshuva. That's what they're at least saying over here. Rabosai, these halachas are a bit complex. But I'm going to stop here and end the way I began for 2 minutes about the events of the day. Tomorrow, hopefully by Skype, we're going to start the last two segments of the Ma'amar Kamos. That may last us 3 shiurim, I'm not sure. If not, by tomorrow's shiur, you'll have the Ma'amar Kamos that Dov has already prepared. For those who walked in a little late, it's a very difficult day in Klal Yisrael. The unspeakable tragedy that took place in the holy city. As I said at the beginning, there's really nothing to say, because Vayidom Aaron, the tragedy is so great that there really is nothing that any human being can say to respond appropriately, completely, to such events. The only thing we have to do, as I said before in our war effort, is to try to redouble our efforts in davening. You know, in my shul, we say a special Yerushim. We're saying it for years. And they said, Yerushim, why don't you say a Mishperach for Chayolei Tzahal? I said, Chayolei Tzahal? I love Chayolei Tzahal. But they're a small part of the population. Look at all these victims. They're not doing Chayolei Tzahal. How can you not daven for them? If there are others like them. All Yerushim, I believe, I got it from the Karen B'Yavne yearbook from years ago. I think it was someone told us composed by Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. If you can check that out, let me know when I come back who composed it. I think I had it in the original Karen B'Yavna, then I saw my son throw it on the internet. They added something for the Chayalim a few lines afterwards, so I added the word Chayalenu into the text as well, and we certainly pray for them. But we have to pray for every single member of Klal Yisrael Basher Hu, in the Holy City, in the Holy Land, in Europe, and yes, even as the United States of America, they're, we have people who don't like us all over the world. And the Rabbonu Shel Olam watches over us. We believe, Hine Leyonav Elishon Shomer Yisrael, notwithstanding this terrible event that we suffered through today, we don't understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu's plan. We have Tzidik Adin, Atzur Tam Apollo, that I'm sure is the response of the families. And, how should I say it? between me and my inner circle, my children, the three of the four families are close. Three of the four. One is, of course, related to our own Rebbe. One, working the Karen B'Yavne with my sons. And one was a Shalom Eish Rabbi Yulzun Yeshiva. My son was there. So three out of the four, the family knows directly. And if the family doesn't know them, every Yid, one of them says the Kaddish, Hashem Yim Kom Damam. Of course, it always strikes closer to home when the people that you identify with. Again, I end as I began. We have no words. Our response, I think, is going to be some extra tilum after Mincha. Someone may say a few words after that. So everyone should really try to come to the, even if you dive into some of the fast minyanim, which I look aside. But today, I think everyone should try to come to the main minyan in the Gluck Beis Medrash and participate whenever we can. The Ilin Hashemas Hakadoshim, the Refuah Shlema for these wounded, the Soul Shacholius. Hope to see you via Skype tomorrow.